You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For any artist, stepping out and undertaking the journey to their first solo record is already quite an emotional and vulnerable experience, but it feels as though you've sort of taken it one step further and invited us into some really soul-bearing subject matter. We've got everything from like love, loss, feminine energy, self-love, motherhood, and more. What was it that felt right and comfortable for you sharing such personal themes with fans for this first solo endeavor?
Well, I guess I felt like, you know, since I was going to go all in and I had a mission, you know, I guess I never really planned to make a solo album, really. But once, you know, I sort of accepted the idea, it came to me and it felt right. I guess I just wanted to, like, be as personal as I could and really, you know, not hold back and just really touch upon the things that were just in front of my face and close to me and felt important and relevant. And I guess knowing that, I mean, even though it feels like having kids feels like, you know, like the craziest thing ever to a certain degree, you know, like it's just giving birth or anything is just like, it's unbelievable. I mean, I can't even believe myself that I did it, but it's still like such a human thing. Everybody does it. It's like a very normal thing. So just, you know, of course I have my own experience, but you know, we're not that different from each other. So I just felt like being really honest and being very open about things that are important to me.
It's beautiful that you speak to that relatability as well, because the whole album is titled For You, and it's simultaneously like very personal to your experiences but incredibly relatable and healing for listeners. And you sort of lay it all out for us in the opening track when you say, even though it's about me, it's equally about you. I was wondering, in terms of your songwriting process, is that sort of something that's quite intentional, to make music that's equally as healing to listen to as it is to make, or does that duality just come about?
I think it comes about. I mean, I try not to think too much about what the outcome is going to be, or even, you know, what people are going to think. Just sort of dive into the process and make music and not think too much about it, in a way, because that's been important for me, because otherwise I can easily get blocked. But I think just sort of following a kind of a intuitive feeling and just, you know, whatever feels current in my mind and whatever's going on, just kind of letting it out. And I guess I just feel also that, you know, I really I feel proud and happy to be here and to be sharing. And I think everyone, you know, every human being has that quality in themselves to be creative and to share in one way or another, you know, what they're doing with other people. And it's a beautiful way to connect, and it's a beautiful way to give. And I just want to kind of represent that and be like, you know, yeah, you're welcome. This is for you. So hopefully inspiring other people to do the same.
With that intuition and intuitive approach to songwriting and subject matter, would you say that's also your approach in terms of genre and sound? Because there's a lot of diversity in terms of like the instrumentation and the genre sort of influences. And I guess that's like, you'd probably agree that's quite true of Little Dragon stuff as well, that it's always been quite genre fluid. But does that come about through an intuitive songwriting process?
100%. Yeah, it really is very intuitive. I mean, I'm go with the flow. I go to the studio and whatever comes up, and maybe sometimes that song starts with just, you know, piano and vocals, or Eric's made like a dance track and, you know, I suddenly feel like I'm in the, you know, in a what I imagined to be like a club in the 90s. Not that I was in clubs in the 90s, but you know, you just sort of take whatever the moment is, where it's taking you. And I mean, I guess if I get insecure, I just remember that I don't have to release anything that I don't like. And it's more fun to be on the edge of doing something that feels interesting. And I write a lot of music, and then everything doesn't end up on a record. But I think just creating in general is what, for me at least, gives inspiration.
Mm. And there's definitely, I don't know if it feels newfound for you, but there's a sort of defiance in your approach to genre and your sound within the album as well. Like, we've got powerful tracks like Break Me Down, where you sort of say that you don't want to be boxed in. It must feel pretty good to have been making music long enough that you feel really confident and comfortable not assigning yourself to a genre.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said earlier, I guess with Lil Dragon, you know, it's definitely, that's been, you know, to our advantage and sometimes to our disadvantage that people haven't really been able to put us in a genre. And I think with Lil Dragon, it's been even more colorful, you know, it's been all over the place because each and everyone in the band writes and produces. And, you know, a song isn't a Lil Dragon song without everyone's, you know, touch. But that being said, you know, I have in my baggage of influences, it's just that there's a wide variety of music there. And I'm a music lover. I love so much different types of music. So happy to hear that that comes through.
Sometimes, you know, when an artist steps out from their band for the first time, the band can feel like a bit of an elephant in the room. But of course, you were in Lil Dragon since you were a teenager, and now sort of taking a step out for your debut album, and you've been pretty honest about how that creative freedom has felt like, and but also, you know, the benefits that the compromises and collaboration can bring to music in a band setting. For You has such a self-assuredness to it, and from the outside, you know, it feels as though you've assumed that solo space and that newfound freedom pretty naturally. Has the process felt this seamless for you?
Yes and no. I mean, in different areas. The process, the writing process, definitely has been light steps ahead. It's been a very joyful process. And, you know, maybe there's that aspect of, you know, in the band, since we are so democratic on all levels, you know, I would have been like, well, if I'm writing about my kids, I have to write about everyone's kids, you know, that type of feeling. So that was the positive thing, you know, the process. But the more sort of challenging part for me has definitely been the live aspect. And I think that's where you just notice, like, oh my God, I've been so much in my comfort zone. Like, all these years, you get to a space where you almost like can read each other's minds on stage, and you know, I mean, you can just really feel each other. And sometimes when it goes off, it's like you all just improvise. And it's been important for us to, you know, like, not have backtracks, play everything live. That part has been scary for sure. And I'm finding my way, and I'm enjoying the sort of, you know, shaky knees that I have about going up off stage and like not being completely, just knowing that anywhere I fall, someone will pick me up. You know, that's the feeling it's been with Lil Dragon, and that's definitely been like new for me. There are things that are more challenging and things that have been just pure joy in this solo journey.
And of course, within For You, collaboration is a pretty consistent thread as well, working with the drummer from Lil Dragon, Eric Bowden, as your producer, as well as co-writing with Leanne Havas. She played quite a significant role, right? Like, co-wrote on Break Me Down, Peace Rain, and Stream of Consciousness, which of course she featured on.
Yeah, that song in particular, I don't know what happened, but I think, you know, I did start writing on, and I remember it very clearly, like, I started writing on the song, and I was like, you know what, I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling this, you know, I said, you know, this Phil Collins song, what's it called, Day in Paradise or whatever, maybe I'll write a song that's like similar, you know. And I just remember me trying to explain it, and it was very conceptual. And she kind of looked at me like, you know, when someone's like being honest but being polite, like, oh, I don't know about that idea. And she kind of walked off into the kitchen, and you know, I just started, and I was really struggling, and I had like, you know, it was very brainy idea. And then I just kind of, all right, you know, this is not working. So I just threw the paper off and started again from scratch. And you know, it was like, okay, let me just take a breath and like, where am I right now? And you know, what am I dreaming about? What are my fears? What am I hoping for? And you know, it just became much more personal and sincere. And when she came back into the room, I'd just written a few lines, and she was like, I'm so glad you did that. I didn't want to say anything. But, you know, and then she just sort of tapped into that same space. And even though she was writing about her and her life and her personally, and I was writing about me, it just sort of worked together. We didn't even talk about what the song was about.
Wow.
We were just writing to ourselves.
Yeah. And I mean, like, having been in Little Dragon for so long, had you had many experiences writing with other women and collaborating with as much like feminine energy in the room?
No, not at all, actually, never. There was that aspect in the beginning of her coming where, you know, I was kind of in my head thinking like, oh, you know, my manager was suggesting that, you know, she write for me, and I couldn't really accept that because, you know, I'm thinking I'm a little older than her. And, you know, I don't need help. What help? I was like, I'm finished with my album. She's coming here for a week. We're just going to jam out. And, you know, it could be for me. It could be for her. It could be for anyone. And, you know, we started writing. And I think I just humbled myself a little bit. Like day three, you know, I kind of woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, of course. She's here to write for me. I need help with my writing, you know, I need to be inspired. And, you know, so she really did that, you know. And I think that I have a tendency to go to the studio and I'm thinking about the different things. And when she came that week, you know, at that point, I felt like I was done with my album. But she just made me very sharp and focused.
I want to chat finally about just the album as a whole. And you know, we talked a little bit about your very genuine fan base and the sense of community around you. What do you hope that this album will be for your listeners?
I feel like I'm in a positive space. And when I say that, I guess I mean like in the sense that I'm seeing all the different parts of me, and I'm accepting them. And like I said earlier, you know, we're not that different from each other. You know, it's not like one person feels good by eating healthy food and another person doesn't. You know, like, we're pretty similar. So that positive message, that inner voice that I wanted to have, you know, for myself is probably what other people would want to have. And, you know, I just sort of thought about what kind of different positive messages that I wanted to have for myself.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.